abiding nowhere, mind comes forth, heart mind comes forth, coming forth this heart mind, different ways to translate this part of the Diamond Sutra, abiding nowhere. In a way, this is our life, this non-stop flowing. As Master Joshu says, non-stop flowing. And in the midst of non-stop flowing, what do? We disease mind with likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes are not a disease of the mind, but they disease this mind life that we are if we hold on to them, if we are run by them, when we are blinded by them. Otherwise, they're just more of this non-stop flowing, which are likes and dislikes, which are form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness. That is the five skandhas that from the beginning are empty. And yet, form is exactly form. That's exactly the prajna wisdom of our life. And it's where we can entangle, react, become upset, become angry. But it's always in the specifics when we don't see our likes and dislikes. Doesn't matter if it's about what someone over there said to me, or who is president and who isn't president of the United States, of Russia, of Ukraine, of Gaza, of Israel, of, and you fill in, who's done what. Then likes and dislikes can disease this mind life moment, whether when we're sitting and we entangle in thoughts that arise, the non-stop flowing of this moment, or whether when we're having discussions with others, with ourselves, reading and reacting, acting and being acted upon. See, this is the wonderful opportunity of this non-stop flowing. And yet, whatever we hold on to can become a cudgel that hurts us and hurts others by what we do with holding on to it, how we wield it, use it. That's the caught and self-centered. That's the therefore that the Buddha cautions against to Bahia and others, the thereby, the therein, that we make trouble if we don't notice them. Otherwise, they're just likes and dislikes flowing down this stream of our life. So it's our opportunity, likes and dislikes. Our opportunity is the form of this moment. Our opportunity is the emptiness of this moment. Opportunity to do what? To manifest this Buddha mind, this awakened life, this relieving suffering and harming. But it's always in the specific disease habits, if I say it that way, that arise as our likes and dislikes, wanting and not wanting. And it's these disease habits that are our Dharma friends when we notice them, because then they can be allowed to just flow along. So no problems with them. No problems with them for us, and no problems with them when we see them arising for others. They're not a basis for us to then say, oh, they're a terrible person, they're a wonderful person, they're someone I agree with, there's someone I disagree with. Or to notice when we've done that. And we all do it, because they are the disease opportunity. It's not that the likes and dislikes are diseases, but our mind becomes diseased when we hold on to them, when we believe them, when we act out on them without seeing them. Oh, the river is bringing down, I don't like. And then you fill in, I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. I don't like the Yankees winning. I don't like the Red Sox winning. I don't fill in whichever sport, whether we call it politics or we call it baseball or football or basketball. How come he hit an under par 3 and I hit an over par 6 in my golf game? Ugh. Can't play golf with him anymore. Or whatever. He cheats. He always moves the ball when no one's looking. I've seen it, and he didn't know I saw it. So, likes and dislikes are our opportunity to see them as the emptiness that they are. It's the opportunity of studying self that allows us to forget self, that allows us to be awakened, and allows us to see the awakened life of the people that we encounter in whichever forms our encounters are. Therefore, we can liberate them. We can serve as the hands and eyes of the Bodhisattva to liberate them. Whether they know it or not isn't our job. Ours is to take care of our disease-like and dislikes habits. Take care of them by letting them flow along. So enjoy your flowing life. Thank you.